Blog Talk Radio.
Nikki Reed.
Roll smooth with a bang.
Yeah,
lie.
What a deal, shawty. You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
It ain't
chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it.
I'm walking piece of profit, and everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might throw a couple dollars here, plenty if you smile. Make you drizzle on your poly, but I really ain't decided. You feel it though, I got it, cause it really ain't an option. We scoping out your body while you're bending over, popping like, damn, don't stop it. Let me go back in my wallet.
So you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to anything you want to, cause I can make it rain on you, cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, what you asking,
it ain't
tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, what you asking,
oh, yes, she's so debonair. The way her body moves, I can't help but stop and stare. Pull the sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no underwear, think that I possess a pair. Slide them on in the morning, I love how you're performing. The more I made it rain, her body organs kept on storming. Long stroking from the center, body quivers, I deliver. Left a picture with a tilt, I am something to remember.
So do you know that I got that cash? You don't even have to ask. Anything you want to, cause I can make it rain on you, cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, what you asking,
it ain't
tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, what you asking,
come on, let's ride, if you're down and you're ready to ride, honey, we can do whatever tonight, and you ain't gotta settle tonight, it don't get no better tonight. Look, mommy, yeah, she just my type. I've been waiting for this all my life. Come on, baby, let's take flight. Taking off tonight. Shout she count my eye like a Bentley on the lot. Feel like I wanna ride, so I'm tricking on the spot. So listen to me while I spit this pimpin' on the ride. Hey, let's kick it up a notch, the mama give me what you got. I've been drinking this from house, I love her dirty mouth. She say, are you really spending the binge you talking about? Come on and take this route, this money you can't ignore. I say, usually I don't do this, but yep, I pay for it.
So do you know that I got that cash? You don't even have to ask. Anything you want to, cause I can make it rain on you, cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, what you asking,
it ain't
tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it, what you asking.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are broadcasting live. Yes, we are out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We are the hottest that brings the hottest guests. We have the hottest of the R&B, rock, hip-hop, gospel, and jazz, even country. So if you would like to be a part of this universal network and this brand, the Nikki Rich brand, then all you have to do is email NikkiRichShow@gmail.com and NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. Also, you can go to NikkiRichShow.com, our official website, learn about all the artists that's a part of the show, all the entrepreneurs, anything that anybody has going on, and it also offers basic information about the Nikki Rich Show. And we air Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight, for all that are listening. It is Motivated Monday, and Motivated Monday is where we talk with individuals who are motivated entrepreneurs out there working really hard to make it happen. And we're excited tonight because we have author David L. coming through, as well as SCU Boutique. So we're excited about that. So can't wait for that. Right now, we're going to get into some more music. And we've really been jamming over the past couple of days. And right now, I want to get into So For Real, Candy Ray. Keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Keep it locked. heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is 8-something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. White wine, I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah, okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we can do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I can get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
Representing BarberLike.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
I think they want to know your name, Nikki. Hey, man, what up, man? It's your boy, Game Face, a.k.a. the Hitologist. Cortland, Virginia all day, hip-hop backpacker, GM, Listen, man, when I'm not in the booth or when I just want something soothing to relax to, man, I'm listening to the Nicki Rich Show, man. Get with it or get lost. One of the hottest shows in Carolina. Charlotte, what up, man? Holla at your boy, Game Space.
Welcome back to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station. We're going to get to the phone lines. I see our lines are buzzing as we speak. We're going to go to a 302. You are on the air. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Yo, yo, what's going on? It's Herbot calling out of the 302, Delaware, stand up. What's going on, Nicki Rich?
Nothing much. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. It's Motivated Mondays, and we're so glad to have you on the Nicki Rich Show.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I show you a lot of support. We listening here in Delaware, giving you much love.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So what brings you to the Nicki Rich Show?
Well, you know, I'm just here to show support. That's all. Listening in. And, you know, I'm trying to get motivated on this Monday.
That's what it is. Now, tell us what motivates you and what you got going on this Motivated Monday.
Oh, yeah, man. Money motivates me and everything else that falls in place. It's just, you know, I live one day at a time. 273 to 40 bound, Blockstar, Goo Gang, Fettyville, all that good stuff. Holla at your boy.
Okay. That's what it is. That's what it is. Now, go ahead and give everybody your link in case they want to get to know you or book you for any event.
Mr. V273 on Twitter, Akeem Stort, Facebook, YouTube, Blockstar /BackBlock35, and Fettyville, ENT.
All right, all right. Well, we thank you for calling in to the Nicki Rich Show. Be sure and stay tuned in for the rest of the week. We got some hot guests coming through. It's going to be amazing this week. Tomorrow we have Thelma from Good Times that's coming through, so you definitely don't want to miss that.
All right, Nicki Rich, you have a good night, baby. We're going to be listening to you here in Delaware with much love.
Thank you, and big ups to Delaware. Much love to you guys. Thank you for all your support. Thank you so much.
No problem, babe.
We're going to get to one more caller right quick before we get to our special guest for tonight. I see we have a 409. You are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Nicki Rich? Royal Ty.
How you doing?
I'm riding yourself.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, yeah, well, I wanted to let people know that Royal Tile wrote the Not That's America Volumes 1 and 2 mixtape, has dropped worldwide on iTunes. You can pick it up. That's R-O-Y-A-L-E, Royal, T-Y-G-G, Tile. Also, you can expect me and Bobo do a show out around Texas, you know, Dallas, of course. You know what I'm saying? H-Town around there, Carol's. We can catch us doing a show almost every night, Carol's. And,
okay.
Yeah, you know, we just doing a little something on the street. You know, a lot of little stuff and everything. You know what I'm saying? We just doing a little something. We got Herman from Our Question Entertainment dropping soon. You know, they got people coming in from New York, California, trying to get everybody to come in together. And then we're going to drop a little something. You know, yeah, we just grinding out here.
All right. So where are you from again?
Oh, here from Texas.
Right, that's
yeah.
What I'm talking about. Texas.
Yeah.
That's
what
it is.
Royal Tide, Worldwide iTunes, R-O-Y-A-L-D, Royal T-Y-G-G, Royal Tide iTunes, baby, Worldwide Graceland, Strawberry Gray, Royalty.
Well, we appreciate you coming through to the Nicki Rich Show, showing love on this Motivated Monday, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Love your show. Love your show.
Thank you so much. And it wouldn't be successful without you guys.
Okay, and one more thing. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Strybill Gray. That's StryBellE Gray, G-R-A-Y. And on Facebook, Strybill Gray. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. All right, man. Hope more sales, too. Huh? All right, take care, everybody. You too, nigga.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Right now, we're going to get into one quick song before we get with our special guest for tonight. We're going to be talking with author David L. So we're going to go right now to Adele, Someone Like You. Y'all keep it.
There's nothing quite like the feeling when you're listening to a song written by someone you don't know, who you've never met, who somehow manages to describe exactly how you felt at a particular moment in your life. This next artist is able to do that time after time. It's for that reason that she's currently number one in an astonishing 17 countries. If you've ever had a broken heart, you're about to remember it now. Here performing Someone Like You, it's the beautiful Adele.
Sometimes
All right, you are just listening to Adele, Someone Like You. Well, it is about that time, y'all. It's Motivated Mondays, and it's time for our special guest tonight. For those who are listening, we do have our chat room open. You can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And I just want to let everybody know that I am excited and honored to welcome author and publisher David L. to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, David. Author.
Thank you for having me.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm doing real good.
That is awesome. We're excited to talk with you about your books and all the projects that you're working on. So what's up? Tell us where you're from, David.
I'm from Planet Brooklyn, Brooklyn, New York, born and raised.
Brooklyn, yes. And, I mean, I got a chance to meet you at CIAA. It was awesome, and have my own copy of your new novel you have out called Represent. Tell us a little bit how you got started into writing.
I mean, my start to writing, I mean, it probably generated from my interest in reading. So, you know, even from a very young age, I was always, you know, an avid reader, and I always had a wild imagination. So I figured, you know, you put those two elements together and you would get a pretty decent writer. So I just kept going and going at it, and, you know, lo and behold, you know, here I am right now.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And, you know, when you first wrote your first novel, how long did it take you to write it? Did it take, like, a year or two, or did it take any time?
I would say my first novel, which is Over Your Dead Body, that's the title, that took from start to finish probably about a good year and a half to 2 years, and that includes, you know, everything from, you know, first, second, third, editing. That includes, of course, trying to come up with the cover design. That encompasses, you know, every single aspect of the book publishing regime as far as, you know, putting it out to the masses.
All right. Well, we know you also hold a bachelor's degree in communication as well as human relations and a master's degree in social work with a concentration in clinical administration. How does this help you when you are deciding what you're going to write as far as, you know, being an author? How does those degree or how does that experience help you in your writing?
I mean, I think it helps, you know, tremendously because, I mean, for example, with a degree in communications, I mean, as it sounds, you know, you're pretty much communicating, but it goes, you know, a lot deeper into that. You have to be able to communicate, and you have to be able to, like, share your vision with the world and be able to, you know, present it in a way where people could understand. And as far as the psychology of, you know, just the social work aspect of it, you know, I don't just to write because, you know, I have a story to put out there. You know, I actually, you know, dig a lot deeper than that. You know, when I do on storylines, and it's a storyline that I'm not accustomed to myself, you know, I have to do the research. I actually interview individuals in which the storyline and the characters are part of that individual. So take, for example, my second novel, Chalk Outline Confessions. It's about a female serial killer. So, I did the research from a woman's perspective. I did the research from, you know, a serial killer's perspective, and I was able to kind of just mold them all into one individual and put it out there so that it was realistic to the readers. One thing I learned from a very young age is if you don't put something out that's realistic, you know, people are going to be turned off very easily.
Hey, all right. Now, also from your covers, your book covers, how do you get the ideas to create those book covers as well? That's what I want to know because it's very creative, especially.
Well, I'll be honest with everybody. This is actually an exclusive for the Nikki Rich Show. That's the hardest part of my writing experience. as far as the overall concept of the book cover and the title. The first thing I do when I actually start a storyline is I do the back cover or the synopsis. That's actually my, you know, my blueprint to a great story. But I almost never have the front cover on concept or the title until very near, you know, the end of the book. That's always been my most frustrating because I always want the title and the cover to incorporate the message of the overall storyline of the book.
Wow. You would never think that. And you are very creative, got a creative mind as well. Now, what does your family think about your writing and you writing these novels?
I mean, at first, at the very beginning, you know, like anything else, it's kind of that concept of, okay, you know, he's writing. But I don't think really anyone really kind of understands the magnitude of what it is that you're trying to do until they actually see it, you know, the physical, you know, essence of it. You know, anyone could say, you know, I'm trying to do this or I'm trying to do that. But until they see the actual substance of it and they see it and they can actually, you know, feel it and see it, you know, with their own, you know, eyes, I think a lot of times it's one of those things of, okay, well, you know, this is what he says. So, you know, we'll see what happens from there. And I think that's not even just with Sam. I think that's just with anybody. That's the average, you know, individual. That's just, you know, people's mentality, good or bad.
All right. Now, what I also want to know is, okay, once you complete everything, how do you get that motivation to, you know, go out there? Do you do different tours? Or how do you get everybody to know about your artwork and what you created?
Well, as a small imprint, because, you know, I do have a publishing company and I put myself out under my company as well as other authors, and I have two authors actually come out in the summer of this year. And one thing, you know, I quickly realized is you can have the best story in the world, but it's never going to, like, become existent in anyone's eyes unless they actually see it for themselves. And in order to do that, you know, you have to move, you have to travel. And you have to make power moves so that, you know, people can read your story, because that's the only way that you could actually survive in this type of, you know, industry. And, you know, just putting out a good story and nothing else is not even one-third of the battle. You have to really, you know, pun intended, you have to have the total package as far as being able to do other things in addition to just market your own work.
Exactly. And, you know, I got the chance to see you in action, and I love your energy and your grind, and you are just really working out there, and I commend you for your success, on your success. You've been doing big things, and I know 2012 is going to be even greater.
I have to say, honestly, is probably the biggest year for Total Package Publishing, my company, as well as myself, because, you know, we signed a movie deal late last year, and, you know, we've got a lot of resistance as far as, you know, the multiple holdbacks, you know, the multiple release dates just to have them changed. But, you know, we're actually seeing it go forward now. And with the promotional power that the publishing movie people are putting behind it, you know, that's getting, you know, the word out now. And even though they're really promoting Represent, my newest title, you know, once people read that, you know, they're quickly scurrying to get the other three titles as well. So that's definitely, you know, creating the momentum that I need, you know, to get my work out there and for people to, you know who I am.
All right. Now, what was the most surprising thing that you learned in creating your books?
Most surprising thing that I've learned in creating my books is it's not enough to just write a story. Like I kind of alluded to that earlier. You know, you really have to just do everything yourself. And it's a good and bad thing. You know, It's a mixture of a blessing and a curse, because, you know, you're learning the business. And I learned that from a very early part of the publishing, you know, trade. Because when I first came out, you know, I think I did what, you know, the average author tried to do. I went the conventional route. I tried to get an agent. I tried to enlist a publisher to, you know, put my work out there so that it was in all the, you know, the mortar and brick, you know, bookstores. And then once everybody turned me away and they rejected me, you know, that made me hungry to, you know, just do it myself. And then once Over Your Dead Body, my first title, you know, got out there and it became, you know, semi-successful as far as, you know, the amount of people that were reading it, it then, you know, caused those same publishers and those same agents to reach out and want to sign me. And because I kept all my rejection letters, I actually, you know, took it to another level, and I was actually faxing those rejection letters back to them and basically telling them that, you know, I didn't really want to deal with them. And if they did want to deal with me, that they would have to deal with me on my own terms. So that gave me a leverage to do things my way.
I like that. I like how you kept that. And you do keep things like that, and you like, okay, they're going to be reaching out to me soon. And that's what happened. You just stay focused. That's how you have to do. That's what we always tell our guests, our independent artists, and everybody, our guest that comes on. You just have to, you know, people are going to start reaching out to you. You don't have to, you know, always go to them. It's always good, but you don't have to always, you know, just give up everything and go to others, you know. So that's awesome, awesome. Well, I'm excited for you and everything you got going on. Do you have any suggestions that can help any writers that's out there listening to the Nicki Rich Show right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I have a magnitude of just, you know, advice for anyone, you know, coming up. You know, I wish I could have a success story as, you know, those two or three or four or five individuals that kind of, you know, put me on the map and got me to where, you know, I needed to be. But unfortunately, you know, I can't say that. And maybe, you know, again, once again, it's a blessing in disguise because maybe it did actually make me even stronger in the long term. But, you know, looking back and not having those individuals to kind of like just, you know, gear me in the right direction, I'm always, you know, looking to, like, just plug somebody that needs help, whether it's, you know, what bookstores should I get my books into, or, you know, for those aspiring writers, you know, what's next, you know, on my to-do list. You know, anyone is always, you know, welcome to, you know, reach out to me directly. You know, I'm no, you know, prima donna where I got, you know, all these, you know, middlemen or publicists pretty much just, you know, taking all my calls or, you know, responding to my texts. I'm still doing everything individually. So, you know, individuals that want to email me, I'm going to actually respond myself. There's not going to be, you know, someone else doing it for me. And whether it's inboxing me on Facebook or, you know, sending me a text message or, you know, reaching out on my publishing email, I'm always going to, you know, respond myself because I remember those days. And for someone coming up now, I have no problem, you know, letting them know, you know, which bookstores to avoid or which bookstores, you know, they need to focus on when they're doing their little mini tours or even little things like, you know, what it means to get an ISBN number or, you know, what it means as far as signing with a vanity publisher as opposed to, you know, trying to put it out yourself. Because there's a lot of predators out there, so, you know, you need individuals to kind of, like, just gear you in the right direction. And it's something that, you know, I look forward to doing. I have no problem doing that at all.
Exactly. Now, have you faced any negativity since you created your book, you know, far as people, you know, just coming at you? You know how you work hard and they're trying to reach out to you and trying to get at you since you've, you know, pursued your vision. Have you faced anything like that?
I mean, I think the nature of the beast is for people to, let me take that back. Actually, certain people, those that, you know,
mm-hmm.
have it, you know, in their psyche to, like, just want to hate,
yes.
I think that's always going to be a part of the problem. But it's something that, you know, knowing that that's going to be there, it's something that, you
mm-hmm.
know, you support. And you stay strong and you stay focused. And you don't, you know, gear your attention towards those individuals. You know, you gear your attention towards those individuals that you know are going to be positive, and because you want to be surrounded by positivity. I think negativity
yes.
and negative people, they're going to take away from your artwork.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, you know, me coming up and people coming at me, I think a lot of times success is going to breed some type of resentment because those individuals might want to, you know, either replace you or be where you want to be, and they may look at it like, okay, well, you're there, so, you know, it's going to build me up to take you down a peg. And honestly, I don't see things that way.
That's real. That is so real. Now, what can we expect from David L. in the future?
In the future, you could expect what I've been doing. You could expect consistency. You could expect excellence of execution. I'm a firm believer in you're only as good as your last work. You know, you're never going to get David L., the author, as far as whether it's, you know, 5 books or 30 books, you're not
uh-huh.
going to get that book where, you know, because I'm at a certain level or if I've established myself to the point where I could just put out anything because as quickly as, you know, the readers put me on a pedestal, so to speak, it's as quickly
uh-huh.
as I can get back down that pedestal. So I'm always going to be humble to the point where I know that at any given moment I could be knocked down a peg. So, you know, you're not going to get, you know, that arrogance or, you know, that quote-unquote cockiness. You're always going to get that same humble individual that knows that without those readers that put me on that map as far as being where I am right now, they could turn against you at any given moment if they feel that, you know, you left them or you deserted them.
Exactly. Now, in case anybody want to book you for any event, how could they reach you?
They can, you know, like I said before, they can get at me directly. You know, I'm not hard to find. I'm all over the place. They could reach me at, you know, my author website. You know, that's www.totalpackagepublications. That's publications with an S at the end, .com. That's my author website. That's also for, you know, again, those aspiring writers that, you know, they want to, you know, submit their manuscripts. There's a submission, you know, requirement. You know, make sure you read it carefully because I do have a review team that looks over all writing. So
okay.
You know, that's my website. You can get at me on Twitter at Almighty David L. I'm on Facebook at Author David L. And, you know, there's so many ways you can get at me, and I always almost respond within 24 hours. If I'm on the road, you know, I have my BlackBerry. I'm texting all the time. You know, of course, you know, you're not supposed to be texting and driving, but that's a different story. But again, I want to, you know, but that's my way of letting people know that, look, you know what, not only am I going to respond as soon as possible, but it's me responding again. It's not just, you know,
okay.
You sending me a message and me reaching out back, you know, back at you weeks later.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're going to the phone lines. I see we have a couple of callers. We're going to go to a 301. 301, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Envy Red calling from the D.C. area. What's up?
Hey, Miss Envy.
What's going on, girl?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing tonight?
We are good. It's Motivated Mondays. We live with author David L.
Yes, I came in a little bit late in the interview, but I just wanted to call in and show my support and let David L. know that he's appreciated out here in the literary world. as a new author, you know, this past year, David L. gave me a lot of wisdom, a lot. And I just want to thank him for that formally because, you know, it's kind of hard out here sometimes because getting information isn't always the easiest thing. And, you know, as a person that's always on the hunt for information, it's just good to know that there's still authors out there that we can look up to that could, you know, assist in that information-seeking journey. So I just wanted to say congratulations to everything, the movie deal and everything that's going on, and I just wanted to show my support.
Thank you very much. Jaded in Touch, available in stores now. Get your copy.
All right, y'all take care.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and much love to you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we have some more callers on the line. I see you are booming tonight, David. We got a 770-770. You live.
Oh, that's ATL.
On the air. Tell
What's
us
good,
name,
David?
ATL, 770. Who's this?
It's Lisa.
What's going on, Lisa?
Was good. I had to stop by and show love. You already know.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey. David, we love you in the ATL. You know that. We
yeah,
know
I'm
that.
Yeah,
we'll
be down there real soon, I promise.
I know, because the hood's waiting for you, too. They're like, where he at? Where he at? He's coming. But I have all David's books, every single one of them, and he is off the hook. And I got to give a shout-out to Envy that was just on because she'll be at my event next week on the 24th, and I'm going to get Jaded. I already have Touch. So, but, yeah, I just want to stop by and show some love, David. You know how I do.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You.
And even though I won't
thank
be at your event, I will be there in spirit.
I know you will. I know you will. I'll be texting you.
And I'm coming. I'm coming down. I'll be down there this year.
I know. You already told me. And your room is ready. You already know.
ATL, stand up.
Word.
ATL is in the house. Thank you so much. Wow. I see the lines is crazy. David got it popping on the Nikki Rich Show. It is Motivated Mondays, and we're glad to have you in the house. Much love to everybody that's tuned in. We got people tuned in from all over. We have the chat room live. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Lisa, Raheem Brooks, Lisa Perry, and all the guests that's in the chat room. I see you out there. Thank you guys for listening to the Nikki Rich Show. Is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners, David?
I want to tell all the listeners, you know, appreciate the support. You know, it's very, very, very appreciative. And notice I said very like 3 or 4 times because, you know, that's how serious I am about it. And I'm a big believer in no matter how big you are, you can be knocked down a peg or two. So I will always get better and better. And I'm always going to push forward. Don't ever think I'm going to push backwards because that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to know, matter of fact, can we do a book giveaway or is it too early into the show?
Oh, you can do a book giveaway, yes. But we could do it at any time. We're on to 9:30.
Yeah, I think it's about time to do a book giveaway to somebody. I mean, if I got listeners and they took the time to listen, the least I could do is give away a book.
Exactly. Okay, so let's do it. How are we going to do this, David L?
Let's do a trivia.
A trivia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that I mentioned. Let's see who's really been listening. How about the first listener that can name the first book that I put out, my first title?
So everybody listening right now, if you can name the first title of author David L's book,
I will give away a free copy of my latest book, Represent.
He will give a free copy, and you have to press that 1. I see you, listeners. I see the phone lines buzzing. Press that 1 if you know author David L's, the name of his book. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, okay?
All right. I'm here. I'm not going nowhere.
All righty. Right now, we're going to go to Beyonce, 1+1.
I got it with you. I don't know much about algebra, but I know 1+1=2. And it's me and you. That's all we'll have when the world is through. Cause baby, we ain't got nothing without love. Laying right next to you, baby, we ain't got enough.
Nikki Rich.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. It is Motivated Mondays. We're broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and we have author David L. with us tonight on Motivated Mondays. Welcome back, David L.
Thank you. Love you, Charlotte.
Yes, yes. Well, before the break, David L. has a special surprise for us, which is a book giveaway. So we went to the phone lines, and we're going to go right now, and we're going to go to a 704. You are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Nikki Rich, this is Kim.
Hey.
Hey, I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Kim?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I've been listening to the interview, you know, and the pointers that you were giving out for authors and I guess indie authors as well. I mean, it's not like the pointers could kind of go all around, but it's been a good interview.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, we have a question, and David L. asked before we went to break. And what is that question, David L.?
Do we have a drum roll? Can we do a drum roll or no?
Yes. we'll do a little drum roll. Here we go.
Oh, I want to be rich.
There you go.
Can you name my very first book that I published under my company?
Is it Over Your Dead Body?
You got it.
All right. Hey. What am I getting?
You're getting a congratulations from me. That's it.
That's very nice.
Congratulations.
That's nice.
No, I'm just messing with you. You're getting an autographed copy of my latest title, Represent, soon to be a movie. But
all right, girl.
You got to read the book first, because you know the book is always better than the movie.
Of course, it always
is. And I'm here to tell you for a fact the book is going to be better than the movie.
Okay. When's the movie coming out? You might have said it earlier, but could you repeat it?
Well, no, actually, I didn't say it early because I don't know, and I don't want you to call me a liar like a year from now, but I've been told that it's going to be out summer of next year.
Okay.
But
okay.
I really don't have any control over it, so, you know, I'm just telling you what I heard.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, I'm happy to get my autographed copy.
And I'll be even happier when you read it and send me a review and tell me how you like it. Because that's actually the best part of, you know, that along with, you know, writing the book is the best thing possible.
She might even do a video. A video, you know, now people are sending videos and video response. That would be hot.
Well, that would. I mean, but I could definitely leave a comment, like, you know, with your reviews or anything of that nature, but I'll go the truth. I love to read, and I will surely check it out.
Well, as soon as you're off air, you know, Nikki will get your information, and your book will be mailed out first thing tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Oh,
one thing I can
so
show
much.
You right now and everyone else that's listening, any book that's ordered, I could tell everybody right now, first and foremost, books are personally autographed by myself and mailed off by myself. I take everything to the mailbox, to the post office, and get everything out myself within the same business day. I don't play when it comes to making sure people get their books, and I don't believe in people waiting.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, this is an honor, really, just to call into the Miss Nikki Rich Show and get an autographed copy, and I know you're doing big things, and, you know, I'm truly appreciative. I would like to say thank you again.
I'm not doing anything without people like you reading it and, you know, getting the word out there, because I don't exist unless you tell people, you know, who I am.
Okay, thank you.
So trust me, I'm very appreciative of it.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Miss Nikki Rich, and shout out to Charlotte, NC, Queen City.
All right.
And Mr. David.
North Carolina, stand up.
That's what it is. Thank you so much again. Well, David L., thank you for the book giveaway. It's so awesome to have an author come on to the Nikki Rich Show. Actually, this is my first book giveaway. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Anytime.
And we are so excited about your movement that you have going on. So you are welcome back anytime. If you would just want to co-host with us or anything that you can feel free to come on to the Nikki Rich Show, you have to let me know in a decent time. Because we do be booked up pretty often. So just let me know, and you're welcome back anytime.
Well, I appreciate the love, and I can tell you right now, I will be out that way again later this year. There's a few book clubs that want to host me, so I will be looking forward to seeing you once again when I make it down to the North Carolina area.
Awesome. And if you want to see and learn more about author David L., he's also a featured author on NikkiRichShow.com. And we have all his information and his links there as well. You can go to my Facebook and you can check out my picture with author David L. as well. But thanks again, David L., for coming on. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
I appreciate it. Again, thanks for having me. And everybody out there listening, make sure you request me as a friend on Facebook. I'm very interactive. I respond to everybody's comments, inbox messages, and, you know, like I said before, I don't exist without you. Say what you want. Just spell my name right.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you again. And thank you to everybody that's listening in right now. We have a doubleheader. As you know, it's Motivated Mondays. We are also getting geared up at 8:45. We have Dahlia of SPU Boutique coming through, which is Split Personality Unisex Boutique in Miami. And we cannot wait to talk to her about that. So you got to keep it locked into the Nikki Rich Show because, you know, it's all about being rich.
Tell you, man, I love you for this.
That was 85 by Devon Soul. You are listening to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station, the best in the R&B, gospel, hip hop, rock, and jazz. Right now, we're getting geared up for STU Boutique. Cannot wait. We're excited about that. It's Motivated Mondays. If you're feeling motivated and would like to share anything on the Nikki Rich Show, all you have to do is call in at 1-323-580-5749. And earlier, if you missed it, we were just talking with author David L. So you can always go back and download an episode on iTunes. It will be on iTunes after the show is over. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. Right now, we're going to get into some more music. We got Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. And we live on the Nikki Rich Show.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. You're dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. And all you'd ever hear me say,
You are just listening to Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger. We are getting geared up for our next guest. The second half of the show, we have SPU Boutique CEO coming through, so you don't want to miss. But right now, we're going to get into some more music. We have really been jamming tonight. It is Motivated Monday. For those who are tuned in, you can call in at 323-580-5749. And that's 323-580-5749. And you have to press 1 if you would like to speak to our guest for tonight. Right now, we're going to do 112. We're going to take it all the way to the A. Peaches and cream. Keep it locked. It is the new the hottest radio station on the internet. We're going to do it tonight. It's Motivated Monday.
Bye. Young Moolah, baby.
I need all my bad sweats to get on the dance floor right now. Yeah, come on. Now she on the handstand. I'ma sit down, go ahead and make your booty pop. She cry my baby, go and make your hips rock. She got some booty shorts on, so I'ma get behind it. Put your hands in the air and I want you to wind it, huh. Now go ahead and make your booty drop. Little Richard, baby, go ahead and make your body wop.
Your mama tooties, your mama tootie wet. Your mama tooties, your mama tootie wet. Your mama tooties, your mama tootie wet.
Welcome to Big Rock. Call me Bam Bam.
Your mama tooties, your mama tootie wet.
Yeah.
Your mama tooties,
uh-huh.
Your mama tootie wet.
Yeah.
Your mama tooties,
yeah.
Your mama tootie wet.
Yeah.
Letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah. It's your boy, Tina, going live. You know what I'm saying? With my girl, Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show. Yeah, we bossing at a whole other scale this year.
Much love. Make.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This your boy Lil Lazy Bone.
Yeah, and this your boy Spectacular from Pretty Ricky.
And we sending a special shout out to Nikki Rich, you know what I'm saying? From the Nikki Rick Show.
Yep.
You getting money?
That's all I do.
That's a star.
Okay,
move.
I make the money, spend the money, then make the bag. Okay, I hit them all, find the swag, then pop the tag. Okay, I bet, buy jewelry, cop car. Okay, I weekend, hit the club, then buy the ball.
Get that money, cause I'm living.
That's all I know.
Gotta get this money, cause I'm living.
line. Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found the Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give two shit.
right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We have our special guest in the house, and right now we'd like to welcome Nevaeh. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nevaeh. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. I think we're having a little technical difficulties right here. Or something. Nevaeh, are you there? Just hold tight with us, guys. Hold tight. We're trying to get in touch with our guest. I know she was just on, but we're gonna continue. And we're gonna get right back to you, Gavin DeGraw.
Go to see your beautiful face anymore. I stare at a picture of you and listen to the radio. Hope there's a conversation. We both admit we had it good, but until then, it's alienation. I know that much is understood, and I realize if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie to say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table set or two, and finally I'm forced to say the truth. No matter what I say, I'm not over you.
Our special guest, we have Nevaeh in the house. Welcome, Nevaeh.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, we finally got it together. I don't know what was going on with the phone.
I know, but it is fine. We welcome you here to the Nikki Rich Show. We're excited about having you and talking about your boutique.
I am just as excited.
Yes. Go ahead and let everybody know just a little bit about you as the CEO.
I'm 20 years old, just to let all the listeners know. I'm from Miami, Florida, of course. No, I did not grow up in the sunny side. I grew up in the projects. I grew up to a single mother. And that's basically it. My motivation is my family and just the longevity part of life, like having a career later on down the line and not just being nothing, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And I commend you being a young person out there determined, knowing your vision, knowing your worth. And, you know, it's hard being, you know, out there and trying to just pursue your dreams, and I commend you for that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So what motivated you, or who motivated you, to create your own business?
Okay, so it's crazy because I have no one person motivated me. Pretty much, It's just like my faith in God was the first step of me even like trying to throw myself out there to create myself and to becoming who I am today, and my constant support from my family, my friends, the love of my life, and fashion, my love for fashion and to help other people out. So that's basically what it was.
Exactly. Now tell us how you came up with your name.
Okay, it's crazy. Me and my assistant and a couple of my friends were like sitting down, like brainstorming ideas. I'm a Libra, so I wanted something to be unbalanced, Libra scale. We just had so many other names, and then like it just came up split personality, which was perfect because it's both men and women,
mm-hmm.
and like, I love names. So it's crazy.
Wow, and you are very creative, and you know it's such
Thank
amazing because I like that it's unisex too. That's awesome. The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
You're supposed to provide things for both sexes.
As you started pursuing your dreams, your vision, have you came across any challenges that has helped you along the way?
Definitely. The constant negativity of others who I thought would support me. Just
mm-hmm.
the tribulations of getting steps together, the constant stress of everybody calling my phone, to me wanting to every other day quit. the makings of it, it's just a lot. It's a lot when you're young and then you're trying to do it and you feel like you don't have people on your side. It's just a lot. It goes into the work of being your own business owner. It's way easier to work for somebody else.
And we also know that Split Personality Boutique is a fashion forward and is very cutting edge. And right now you're just breaking ground. So tell us a little bit about your mission of a Split Personality unisex boutique.
My mission is pretty much to give my clients, which we named Addict, that's hence Team Addict 24/7, it's to give them that experience where they can enjoy shopping and enjoy bringing out the inner them. Because people are kind of conservative when it comes to dressing, and that's where I come in to bring that person out that they've been hiding. And also to make our clients addicts the future and the wow factor of any and every event.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, when will you, when is all of this going to take place? And are you open right now?
No, my grand opening is April 21st at 3 p.m. Twitter, Facebook, and USPS invitations will be sent out to everyone. And also, my website is launched the same day. So, everyone who shops online, Team Addicts from all over, are able to shop online and free shipping for orders of $100 or more placed by 11:59. All info will be put on our Facebook and Twitter information.
And we will have it on the site as well, NikkiRichShow.com. Because you are our featured guest on NikkiRichShow.com, so we're excited to have you on our site. So we had to feature you.
Definitely.
Well, you know, I see we got some phone lines, and they are buzzing. So we want to go to the phone lines and talk with our callers right now. So we're
okay,
going to see who's on the line right now. We want to go to a 305-305. You on the air. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Hey, this Alma.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Yes.
Do you have any questions for our guest tonight? Or any comments?
I have a question. When would y'all be open? I want to know how she feels about having her own business at the early age.
Okay. So how do you feel about having... How do you feel about having your...
The opening date April 21st. April 21st, Emma, you will get an invite. And I think this is crazy. Like, I wake up in the morning sometimes and just pinch myself. Like, I can't believe it's happening. It's happening too fast. So I don't feel no kind of way. I just do it. Like, I wake up in the morning and be like, okay, I'm just going to go do it today. Like, whatever happens, happens.
Well, I'm happy for you.
I know you are. I love you so much.
I love you too. And Kim, I bet you have a job now.
Yes, where is he?
He's somewhere.
Yeah, I'm happy to clean the trash.
Huh?
You can clean up the trash for $5.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to get to some more callers. I see we have a 786-587. Caller, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Hello, caller. All right. Well, we're going to go to next caller. I see we have a 305-766. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Hello, caller. You on the air? Tell us your name and where you calling from. All right. Well, for those who want to talk with Ms. Neve, you have to press 1. All of those who are pressing 1, if you want to talk, that's how we do it here at the Nikki Rich Show. Well, Neve, we are so glad to have you in the house. And we know that you are getting geared up for April. So what all can we expect in April?
I mean, we have so much in store for Team Addicts. It's crazy. Upcoming charity events, several Twitter and Facebook pop-up contests, fashion shows.
Mm-hmm.
We're having the Biggest Loser Challenge. The release of our documentary, we're giving Team Addicts a chance to see the dedication and hard work put into fashion rehab. And also...
Okay.
We have a contest that we're running tonight for all of the listeners. So definitely going to give the information out before we end today.
Awesome. That is amazing. And, you know, everybody can always, like I say, you can go to NikkiRedShow.com. You can get the information that you need for the SVU boutique. So you can check that out as well, because we want to get the word out about Split Personality Unisex Boutique. It's amazing what you're doing, so we really want to. And we also know that it's a hazard-free environment, and I like that. I like that.
Very hazard-free.
You want it to be hazard-free.
Exactly.
And
I don't want to get sued.
And you call it fashion rehab?
Yes, it's fashion rehab, basically. It goes into the whole split personality, and
mm-hmm.
our addicts, our clients, are checking into rehab. This is the alternative. This is what's going to bring them back to life. Obviously, everything else is not working. This is the place for them. And every client addict will see that after every experience, and that's the promise.
Did you go to school for fashion?
I am enrolled in school now for fashion merchandising.
Awesome. Now, has that helped you since you've been working on your boutique?
I mean, always finding out new fashion tips and ways
mm-hmm.
to merchandise, market your business, and bring different people in is always better and good to me, though, of course.
In the future, do you look to have several other boutiques in different states or throughout the country?
Definitely. The most important places will be Japan, California, New York, of course, definitely. That's the ultimate goal, being known worldwide.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Now, are you looking to work with any artists as well? I know you have in your boutique, and you are on the fashion end. Have you also looked out or reached out to any up-and-coming artists or mainstream artists to help them along the way?
Of course. I've been looking into some, and a couple have been hitting me up, but a few that I can name off my head, which is not going to be a lot because so many thoughts going through my mind. Green Bag Entertainment, for all the Miami listeners, every Wednesday and Saturday, Green Bag Night at Coco's Nightclub on 119th. Crazy. It's always crazy. Come out. Black Prince, one of the local Miami rappers, and Kells of Kells Entertainment, NBA Crew. It's just crazy. So many people. I'll continuously add new people to my blogs, to my website, to Nikki Rich's website. I'll constantly update. As more people come along, I want to get everybody movement out there. That's what it's about. More black entrepreneurs.
That's awesome. And let them know about the Nikki Rich show, too, and our movement that we have going on. I know I see our lines are crazy right now. Our lines are crazy. And, you know, we're just ecstatic to have you on. We've been getting geared up for this day, and we're going to be having you back on again prior
Definitely.
To your opening. So we just wanted everybody to get a heads up on what Miss Neve has going on. So we are just enjoying this time with you and learning about your creation, which is FEU Boutique.
Oh, definitely. What I want to let the listeners know right now is if all the listeners who are calling in to win the free makeover and 2 60-minute Lipo X treatments sponsored by My Body Contour of Miami, Florida, let me tell everybody this is a real sweet deal, considering the fact that whoever the winner is will save $600. And I'm even jealous because I'm paying for treatment, so it's crazy. This is an absolutely amazing alternative to surgery. I will be tweeting and Facebooking all the links for those listeners who don't know what it is to inform yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But the brief info is it's a non-surgical procedure. It breaks down the body fat, sheds pounds, and tightens up the skin. So it's crazy. Helps you lose weight, helps you get back in shape, and it's non-surgical. No downtime. Go there, get back up. You can go run, swim, jump, hike, whatever you want to do. To win this contest, as soon as the show is over, I will be tweeting a promo on Facebook and Twitter, and the person who retweeted or reposted the most up until 12 a.m. tonight will be the winner. So whatever promo
awesome.
I put, listeners, retweet it, repost it, and whoever does the most, you'll just have those gifts. It's free, absolutely free. I'll even throw in taking you out to eat. It's absolutely free, all on me. So definitely retweet, repost. We're airing it as soon as the show is over.
Awesome. That's amazing what you're doing. You're doing your thing, and we're excited about it. And we're glad to have entrepreneurs who are focused just like yourself on the Nikki Rich Show. It feels so good.
Thank you. I can't wait to come back on. This is going to be a constant.
And also, I'm looking to come to Miami soon, so I definitely will be talking with you about that.
Definitely. Full makeup, I told you. We're shutting the whole story down for Nikki Rich and her movement.
Yes, so I will be. But we are winding things down here. It's Motivated Mondays, and we are going to be having you back on the Nikki Rich Show soon. So everybody that's listening that did not get a chance to speak with Ms. Neve, you have a second chance coming up soon, actually within a couple of weeks. So we're going to be talking with her and keeping updated on SBU Boutique. So we're excited. Now, Neve, if they wanted to contact you about your contest, about anything you got going on, where do they need to go?
They can definitely log onto your website, but the fastest way to get to me is call Split Personality directly, 786-548-2752. That was 786-548-2752.
Right. Well, we are glad to have you in the building, and we want to let you know that we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end tonight by saying God bless.
Thank you. Same to you. Keep doing what you're doing because we love it.
Thank you so much, and we're going to continue following your movement and supporting everything that you have going on.
Thank you. Thanks for the support.
You're so welcome. And everybody, you are just listening to the CEO, Ms. Navay of SPU Boutique. And if you want to know what SPU means, it's Split Personality Unisex Boutique. And we're going to get right back to it. I want to let everybody know that tomorrow we have a special guest in the house. We have none other than Thelma Bernadette Stannis coming through, Thelma from Good Times, and we will be having a special co-host tomorrow night. It is Mega the Man. He is also a producer, so you can check that out tomorrow. And it's going to be an awesome show, so everybody that's tuned in right now, tune in tomorrow. We will have Thelma from Good Times, and you don't want to miss that episode. Right now we get into Lady Gaga, Just Dance. It's Motivated Mondays, and you are just listening to Miss Navay.
Spencer, demon. and the left though in your pocket.
All right, you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are winding down Motivated Mondays. Big ups to everybody that tuned in and all our guests, author David L. and Miss CEO Neve of SPU Boutique. It's been excellent. It's been real. We're going to wind things down here, and we're going to leave tonight with just K. Hey. I'm Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show. Follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH. Email Nikki Rich Show at gmail.com if you would like to be a part of the show, as well as go to NikkiRichShow.com. It is our official website. We end tonight by saying we wish you all the best, much love, and success. We end by saying God bless.
It's another hot song. All the DJs gonna play this song. Uh-oh. Hey, yeah, it's another hit. Got the crowd saying, yo, that's. Uh-oh. Hey, put my V-neck on. About to go to the club, so better look out. Uh-oh. Hey, about to put my shades on and my chain around my neck, cause I'm top dog. Let me put on my cologne when I walk past her. It's about to be on. Cause I get busy, I get busy, I get busy, I get busy. So fellas, have your game up. Cause the ladies gonna turn it up. Shake butter them legs, shake butter them legs, shake butter them legs, girl. Man, I know she at home. Putting that cow's daughter on. Shake butter them legs. They gon' be like, ooh, that.